Come in. Oh, Birch, thanks for coming early. Close the door and have a seat. I may have a solution to your problem.
Well, I assume you've reached some kind of agreement with the other lawyer.
No. It's not that problem. It's your trips to Cincinnati.
What about them?
Relax, Mr. Draper. Your brother-in-law filled me in on your concerns. As your lawyer, it is my duty to protect and defend you. From what I have learned, you are quite a courageous bear. Most with your affliction don't seek treatment until after an arrest.
But I would never have been arrested.
They all believe that, Mr. Draper, which is why the problem continues. But my duty is simply to help you. You are correct that eventually your trips could be an embarrassment. Discovery, in this case, would not likely have found them out. But your brother-in-law is correct that the paparazzi would likely have discovered it eventually.
And you say you have a solution?
Stella, could you send in Mr. Johnson?
Hello, Birch. Good to see you again.
Wait. You brought my therapist here?
It was the most logical solution. We simply arranged for a rental car to be delivered to the clinic. Your therapist drives it here. It means a bit more expense, but the likelihood of anyone discovering that you're here for therapy as well as legal advice is quite low. Remember, they will be watching you, not everyone else who arrives here.
But the sessions can get a bit noisy.
This is a legal office, Mr. Draper. We take precautions to prevent information from being overheard. These walls are quite soundproof, as are the doors.
But won't people wonder when I come here so often?
Well, name a celebrity that doesn't have a lawyer virtually glued to his side. Trust me, Birch, any paparazzi or private investigator following you here will not dare to inquire as to why. They will be shown the door, standard procedure.
This is amazing. Thank you, Mr. Kelso. That's a tremendous load off my mind.
Excellent. Now, you'll have conference room 5. Might as well use the time we have your therapist here. I'll meet with the others in conference room 1. You may join us when you're ready.
Well, I don't know if I'll be in any shape for that, but thank you.
Until later, Mr. Draper. Ah, gentlemen, good to see you again. Mr. Boreas, I just got done speaking with Birch. I think we have that problem solved. He will join us after he has his private conference.
A private conference? With who?
Now, Dipper, attorney-client privilege. You understand.
Oh, yeah, right.
There has been an interesting turn in the case that I need to discuss with you, and I will review this with Birch also later. I wanted you to see this. It's a video I received from the lawyer representing Justin Minnelli.
Hey, that's the arcade. That's Susan and me, and that's just... Wait! They cut out the part where he hit me!
Calm down, Dipper.
But it's a lie!
Your uncle is right, Dipper. You need to calm down. I know very well that this is a doctored video. The telltale artifacts are clearly seen. However, that is not the problem.
Ah, jeez, what is the problem?
In the letter that accompanied this video, their lawyer states they will release this video to the public when they file the lawsuit unless we can settle out of court for $10 million now.
That's blackmail!
Dipper, please.
The correct term is extortion, Dipper, and it happens quite often. This is why I needed to consult with you.
Well, this just got ugly. Bad publicity would hurt us a lot.
Nothing that the truth can't correct.
Maybe, but how much damage will be done in the meantime?
And what's to prevent them from coming back later, claiming that any amount we gave them previously wasn't enough?
And they're calling me a bully.
Okay, Dipper, that's quite enough. Rest assured that I want to fight, all right? Why don't you go sit down in the lobby?
Oh, all right. They want me to wait out here.
That's fine. There are cookies next to the coffee machine. Help yourself.
You have cookies? Yeah, sure.
Dips, what are you doing out here?
Oh, hi, Birch. I got too emotional in there and they told me to wait out here.
What were you getting emotional about?
They sent us a doctored video. They said they're going to release it if we don't settle for $10 million.
Ouch. I guess I should get in there and give them my viewpoint too, but not yet.
What were you talking to another lawyer about?
Another lawyer? Oh, right. Just some private matter, Dips. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine. I'm just tired.
Yeah, I can understand that. With people telling lies about me, it gets hard to stay calm. I feel so trapped. I just wish I could go someplace to be free of all this.
Go someplace? Oh, Dips. Trust me, you can't run away from your problems. They follow you. You gotta find freedom inside yourself.
Freedom ain't a state like Maine or Virginia. Freedom ain't across some county line. Freedom is a flame that burns within ya. Freedom's in the state of mind. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom is a flame that burns within ya. Freedom's in the state of mind. La 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 la.
In the state of mind. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom's in the how you think about ya. Freedom's in the state of mind. You can't get to freedom by riding on a train. The only way to freedom is right on through your brain. Freedom is a notion sweeping the nation. Freedom is the right of all for crime. Freedom is a body's imagination. Freedom's in the state of mind. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom is a body's imagination. Freedom's in the state. Sweeping the nation. Freedom is a body's imagination. Freedom is a full-time occupation. Freedom's in the state.